Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 118, verses 17 to 21. Temple praise. Let me read the verses. Psalm 118, verse 17. I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. Verses 17 to 21 of Psalm 118, Temple Praise. Of course, we're right in the middle of the Old Covenant here. And the psalmist, speaking in such terms, is giving his testimony for Israel, and Israel can sing this song. It must be, I suppose, the experience of many in Israel. The psalmist is afflicted. Verse 18, he has been afflicted. The Lord has chastened me. He's speaking in the past tense. He's had this experience. He's obviously gone through something. Earlier on, he's spoken about, I was pushed back and about to fall. The enemies have surrounded him and so on. And he puts it this way, verse 18, the Lord has chastened me severely. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we know from Hebrews chapter 12, we know the Lord chastens those whom he loves and receives as sons and daughters. If we're not chastened, then we don't belong to God. Chastening, affliction, is a mark of the Lord's dealings with us in our experience, our growth in grace and knowledge. And it was so for the psalmist here in the Old Covenant. The Lord has chastened me severely, but not to the ultimate. But he has not given me over to death. I will not die, verse 17. I will live. And this is because God has delivered him. As he says, God has not given me over to death, verse 18. The Lord has blessed him. I will proclaim what the Lord has done. He reckons. He recognizes. He confesses that his deliverance is of God. And his response is, I am determined to go to the temple. I am determined to go to the place where I can worship God, the tabernacle or the temple, whichever it was in those days. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter and give thanks. I will give thanks, for you answered me, and you have become my salvation. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Psalm 24, verse 3. He who has clean hands, a pure heart, only he may ascend the hill of the Lord. And verse 20, through which the righteous may enter. And so, verse 21, I will give you thanks, for you answered me, and you have become my salvation. Temple praise. Now you should read John 4. Now you should read John 4. Why? Because in the New Covenant, it's not in the temple in Jerusalem, nor on Mount Gerizim. No. 24-7. It's not just going to the temple. And Christendom, which has ruined the praise and service of God in so many ways, has ruined it here. We now have a house of God. And we go to church. And we sit in a pew. And therefore we have a time of worship. No. Read John 4, 24-7. Read Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. It's permanent, constant worship and praise and thanksgiving to God, whatever we do, doing all to the glory of God. If you want to see more of my thoughts, then read my small work, Public Worship. Is it God ordained or is it man invented? Which is it? We are in a far broader, deeper, fuller time now. But the principle is here. Has God delivered us, brothers and sisters? In providential ways, yes. But in the great matter of our eternal salvation, no, he has. Our experience will decide. Then let us lead our experience to make us decide to praise the Lord and worship him for all God's dealings with us. And may many hear our praise to God and long to know him too. And that which is true of us can be true of them. It can be that you will, if you're an unbeliever, be able to say, if you trust the Savior, you will, God has become my salvation. The Lord has become my righteousness.